Challenging yourself, C. Knowing more about animals. Compared with most animals, the human is but a newcomer. Anonymous. Learning individually. Reading land. Images of animals. Every language has words and expressions which describe the characteristics of some animals. Sometimes some animals have the same images in a foreign language as they do in Chinese. Sometimes they don't. For example, there is a similar saying in Chinese as one in English. The sheep who talks peace with a wolf will soon be mutton. Similarly, the pig is a symbol of stupidity in both cultures. And when a Chinese or English man talks like a parrot, he can only repeat what he hears. In Chinese, it is said that cranes and tortoises are supposed to bring long life. In English, however, cranes have no special meaning, whereas tortoises are considered to be slow but sure. In addition, while foxes are thought by the Chinese to have magical powers, for English speakers, they are just dishonest. Dragons in China and other Asian countries are usually considered to be wise and powerful. People say that they bring strength, harmony, good luck, and health. In ancient China, the dragon was a symbol of the Chinese emperors. In European legends, however, dragons are usually seen as greedy and cruel winged monsters. Many European stories have brave knights fighting horrible dragons. In English, we may hear people say, "Stop being a chicken and just go ahead." A chicken has an image of being fearful in English, but not in Chinese. In both Chinese and English, two kinds of insects have the image of being very busy: bees and ants. If someone is very busy or is moving around quickly doing lots of things, we can describe him by saying, "He is as busy as a bee." An animal may have a number of images. For example, in English, a herd of elephants is often considered to be very noisy. But people also say, "Elephants never forget." English speakers imagine that elephants have a long memory. A white elephant refers to something that is useless and a waste of money. If you own a car that can't be driven, the car is a white elephant. Now, you see, the subjects of many English proverbs are animals. Here are more. Love me, love my dog. If water is noisy, there are no fish in it. When the cat is away, the mice will play. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Can you list some more Chinese proverbs that have animals as subjects?